Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Well, the cattle futures blasted out of here today really strong. March feeders, which expire in 2 weeks, 141.30, up 20. That was the weakest feeder cattle contract, and it's still a premium to the index. The index on yesterday was 138.39, down 69 cents. So that's kind of got an anchor there for the March feeders. April, though, were the strongest, up $2.32 at 146.97. That was about 80 off the highs. Live cattle also strong here with April. Leading the way, April's up $1.72 at 129.12, gaining back most of the weakness that we saw over the last couple of days. The cash trade this week looks like it's going to be 127, and so that was disappointing, and that's what weighed on the futures market the last 3 or 4 days, but we're right back to where we were just below 130 about a week ago. There is some cold weather, or there has been some cold weather, some high winds, snow, etc., all the bad stuff up in Nebraska and the northern feedlots. And that has caused some major concerns up there. And it looks like those cattle, there's some major issues going on up there in terms of weight gain. So that, I think that's another factor we're seeing here. Box beef at midday was up a nickel on choice at $227.75. Select down 54, $218.72. Again, 127 cash.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets were strong today. We had the wheat up 6 to 7 cents in Kansas City and Chicago, corn up 2.5, and soybeans finished the day up 10 cents. So really, really strong markets there across the board. The U.S. dollar today is down 17 as March expires here. We'll start trading the June as the front month. But it looks like over the next couple of weeks that we've got pretty good planting weather in the southern half of the United States, so corn and bean planting and field work should move along here. NOPA crush this morning was a little disappointing. It was less than expected. It looks like in the month of February, we crushed about 154.5 million bushels of soybeans. They're looking for about 158.7, so 4.2-ish less than expected there on the NOPA crush number. And the cotton market today was strong as well. Following the other grains, it was up 30 to 40 cents with DEES 19, 74.46. The stock market today, June mini Dow is up 150. June S&P is up 18 points. Crude oil is slightly lower today. The Baker Hughes rig count release showed a drop of one rig drilling for oil and unchanged on natural gas rigs. So we're 833. That's the lowest in about 1 year drilling for oil, which is surprising because our oil production is over 12 million barrels a day. So we've really been inching up to become the world's largest crude oil producer. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.